USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
David Koch has died today, political activist and philanthropist. He was 79 and lost a long battle with cancer. His wealth has been estimated to exceed $42 billion. And political analyst Larry Sabato says he and his brother Charles have been quite a conservative force, putting their money behind issues and then the candidates they supported who'd fight for them.
They're estimated to have spent a collective $1 billion or more. Now, that's a very large sum in politics, even today.
Word is Democratic Representative Seth Moulton has ended his bid to become president. The Massachusetts Democrat expected to make a formal announcement that he's dropping out of the race when he gives a speech at the DNC summer meeting shortly in San Francisco. And this is USA Radio News.
From Affirm Films, Provident Films, and the Kindred Brothers comes Overcomer. John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What are you allowed to define you? When you find your identity in the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective.
Overcomer, starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. In theaters this Friday. More information is available at overcomermovie.com.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.